I don't remember when I first saw him. Why would I? He was just one of 100 or so I pass in various towns and cities as I go about my life. Just another homeless guy, trying to sell magazines to those who look like we wouldn't miss a couple of quid if we lost it. In retrospect, though, the man was a little different. A little sharper looking than most of the homeless I see. Clearer eyes, not dulled by life, drugs, or alcohol. Not looking as if the soul behind them was tired of everything. But like I say, that is in retrospect. And it's likely that that's just me trying to claim a recognition that wasn't really there. I do remember that day, though, so clearly. It's in high definition from the moment I opened my eyes to, well, to every event that unfolded. In fact, and the point of it really, is that I actually remember a lot of what happened before I opened my eyes. My dreams. That night I'd had even more vivid dreams than usual. A jumble of scenes, each stranger than the one before, it seemed. I dreamt that my cat, a gorgeous white oriental type, had stood on its hind legs holding a sheet of paper in his front paws. He proceeded to tear the paper around the edges until he was left with a raggedy edge square. I could see no point in this and felt mildly confused by his action. Only mildly. In the way that we are in dreams, accepting of the strangest events. I dreamt too of a world in which rag dolls were alive, their cross-stitched eyes blank as they walked ungainly amongst the rest of us. Oh yes, I remembered those dreams with a strange clarity, and they wouldn't leave me after awakening. They certainly won't leave me now. So it was on that day that I started the morning feeling half in the waking world and half in that dream world still. I thought nothing of it and tried to shake off the feeling. I had a busy day to get on with. The rest of the morning was normal enough. A fine and sunny day made my drive into work more pleasant than most, and I arrived at work on time. Met by the usual set of midweek crises, my team beginning to irritate one another as deadlines approached and the pressure mounted. That lunchtime, I walked into the city centre. On the excuse of needing a couple of items of shopping, but in reality, I just needed to get out of the office and into the sunshine, to be on my own, away from my more testing colleagues.